I don't think I've ever read the poems I'm going to read tonight. And I'll begin with a poem that I wrote last night, which I never do, when I was feeling a little bit rather pensive last night. Letting go. Then one day it happens. Your children bring a birthday cake with wishes written in blue icing. Happy 70th. And you know it's time to rid yourself of yellowed greeting cards from family and friends, scratched antiques from parents, old photographs, empty dining room chairs, books never read, poems never published, fantasies never realized. It's time to pray to the God whose existence you doubted, to honor the husband you sometimes hated, other times loved. Time to appreciate an ordinary wren perched on your porch swing, a simple buttercup poking through the green lawn, your grandson's muddy footprints on your oriental carpet. It's time to realize the future is too costly to bet on. Confession. I have a tough time seeing here. I don't know why. Doctor said I have perfect vision, but I can't see. Okay. Taking her husband's hand in hers, she begins. Sit down. There is something I need to tell you. There was a man many years ago. He stood under the street lamp outside our bedroom window, smoking one cigarette after the other. His hair was black, his face bearded. Although I can't say for sure, he must have had black, piercing eyes. One night, as I began to undress for bed, I noticed his head tilted upward. I should have closed the Venetian blinds. I didn't. Our good old days. I miss being 5 years old, allowed to stay up late, eat mother's oats with milk poured from a glass bottle, and listen to baby Snooks on our kitchen radio. I miss living across the street from my best friend Kathy, holding her hand as we walked the years to school and back, played kick the can with the other kids on our street, rode our bikes to the glass factory dump to collect shards of midnight blue, purple, chartreuse, and shocking pink. I miss watching Howdy Doody, Clarabelle, and Princess Summerfall, Winter Spring on our neighbor's black and white TV. The anticipation of the circus coming to Swissville, the thrill of feeding peanuts to the elephants. I miss Sam's Corner Drugstore, where we twirled around on his red soda fountain stools while we sipped cherry Coke through paper straws. Our high school days and Sister Marie DeSales warning us girls not to wear patent leather shoes to school because the boys might be tempted to look up our uniforms and have impure thoughts. I miss Saturday night dancing at Birkeland Ballroom in my new bell-bottom slacks and white see-through blouse. The sound of Paul Anka's "Put Your Head on My Shoulders." I don't have a voice like you. Wafting through the windows, the crystal ball swirling stars above my head. Yes, I miss the good old days. Long before illness decided to visit our homes and pry open our locked doors, long before we looked in our smoky mirrors to find strangers with gray hair, sagging arms, and tired eyes looking back at us. Yeah. Thank you. When I die, I want heaven to be a long, hot shower. Droplets of water falling from my back, pulsating down my arms, along my thighs, ankles, and feet. I want to feel damp hair brush against my face and let the hot spray above my head fill my open mouth. I want to linger in the swell of wet heat on my skin until it washes away Earth's mosquitoes and dirt. And then I'll end with this. Speaking of mosquitoes, this is a little crazy. Got to get ready for this one. In the body of a mosquito, I feel smaller, lighter this morning, as though I could get out of bed without even touching the floor, as though I could fly. When I yawn, I hear a buzz coming from my throat. When I look in my dresser mirror, I can't see myself, only a mosquito waiting to feast on me. I must kill it. Here I go. Wham! Did I just fly into that mosquito? I feel dizzy, like I did when I was pregnant. Why doesn't my mirror reflect my image? Where am I? I can't find myself. My hands, my arms, my face, my feet. Oh no! I'm invisible. Or have I become something I detest? Something that feeds off the blood of people like me? Have I become a mosquito? Am I that mosquito in my mirror? I've got to get the kids up for school, fix their breakfast. How? I'll fly in their room, buzz in their ears. One buzz and Jimmy's up. Sally doesn't budge. Maybe if I land on her cheek, give her a kiss with my wing. Yes, a butterfly kiss, like her daddy gives her. I have a sudden thirst. Oh, sweet blood. I need to drink my daughter's blood. What am I saying? What am I doing? Not my baby girl. Too late. Look at that red swell on her cheek. I sucked blood from my daughter. I don't want to hurt my children. God, please give me my human body back. I can't believe a week has passed. My husband is frantic, reports me missing. My children are frightened, wonder where I am, why I'm not here. But I am here, Jimmy. I am here, Sally. And I need more blood. I've sucked all the nectar from the flowers in my crystal vase, dined on my husband's blood every night when he sleeps. I'm becoming weaker every day. Suddenly, I see my husband's hairy hand, a fly swatter in his hand. He's going to kill me. And now I know how it feels to be someone different, someone hated for being what they were created to be. Splat! I'm awake.